Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve is in the morning now. 6:47 here on a Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Democrat presidential candidates will debate tonight in Ohio.
Two.
City council to consider up to $24 million in bonds for an apartment project near downtown Wichita.
One.
Two people dead after separate traffic accidents. One in North Wichita and the other in West Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic accident. Watch out for a slowdown southbound I-235 at Zoo Boulevard. Suspend I-235 at Zoo Boulevard. Traffic accident there. Traffic on 98.7 at 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DuBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Mostly sunny, breezy, and cooler today with a high of 66 degrees. Yesterday's high was 80. Clear and cool tonight, the overnight low 38. And Wednesday, sunny with a high of only 62. Now we have fog, south wind gusting to 22 miles per hour, and 63 degrees. Well, the season is changing, and it's time for a new hat for fall. Hatman Jax carries fedoras, driving caps, westerns, and much more. New styles arriving daily. Stop in at Hatman Jax and get yours today. At the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jax, 601 West Douglas. And of course, today is the day after Columbus Day, and at least one protester marked Columbus Day by vandalizing a statue of its namesake. A statue of Christopher Columbus in Providence, Rhode Island, was doused in red paint with a sign reading, "Stop Celebrating Genocide Left Behind." It's not the first time the statue has been vandalized on Columbus Day. Several states, many cities, have moved toward replacing Columbus Day, as you know, with Indigenous Peoples Day. So a little vandalism there. Someone expressing their views. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention says STD rates are skyrocketing.
This is House Call for Health. Syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, sexually transmitted diseases are on the rise.
Syphilis is a disease we essentially cured in the 1950s.
Dr. Robert Huizenga at UCLA puts much of the blame on today's hookup culture. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention saying STDs hit a record high in 2018. The problem is especially great in Hawaii, where STD rates are at levels they haven't seen in 30 years. One health official says the numbers are not surprising because so many people find partners through online dating. Dr. Gerald Hasty with Hawaii's health department says online dating can lead to more partners, and with more partners comes more chances to get infections. And while these diseases can be cured with antibiotics, health officials say many people are infected and don't know it and continue to spread the infection to partners. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, and Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The state of Michigan's retirement systems have ended a contract with an investment company that managed more than $600 million in pension funds after the CEO made completely unacceptable comments at a conference. Fisher Investments was fired last week after founder CEO Ken Fisher spoke at the Tiburon CEO Summit in San Francisco. CNBC obtained audio of Fisher referencing genitalia. The Washington Post reported that he spoke of doing acid and his belief that charities are immoral.
Oh, okay.
There's the kind of guy you want the head of your company.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's built a big company up and a lot of...
Sure has. I'm sure he's very good at it. He just doesn't know when to
have it. One luncheon speech.
Yeah.
He
probably got south.
Well, he's got $50 billion
in asset management,
so $600 million is not going to hurt him much.
Yeah, not much. 6:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Younger and riskier. If that doesn't describe Don Grant, CFP, the
you
money tracker,
nailed it.
To a T.
Well, you know, When you were in your late teens and early 20s, Steve, did you feel invincible?
I can't remember. Yeah, probably did.
Well, I look back at some of the stupid, senseless things that I did at that age and realize that my actions were largely a result of my brain having not fully matured yet. Well, that's true, believe it or not. Many young adults are taking on more risks than they should, but it's for reasons other than immaturity. It's to save on health care costs. Nationwide Retirement Institute ran a survey earlier this year that revealed that working Americans of all ages are concerned about current and future health care costs. Duh. Well, the survey showed that 63% of younger adults believe that their health today will play a big role in what they need, what they'll need to save for retirement. Well, those concerns don't stop them from avoiding preventative care now because of the expense. 33% say that they're delaying medical help when they may need it in hopes that the condition will just go away. 22% say that they have skipped an appointment to save on a medical cost. To extend medications, 22% also have taken less than recommended. 21% had stopped because of the cost of the meds. And 27% considered not seeking care to avoid paying deductibles. It's a shame. The Nationwide Retirement Institute recommends that even without adequate coverage, preventative care is important for all Americans. At a minimum, we should all check our blood pressure and have regular cholesterol screenings. We should immunize against viruses and other diseases. Well women visits and for women, and check on our use of tobacco. Of course, if you have any questions on this, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Well, I've got it once a year, go see the doctor, get a checkup.
Yeah.
And I'll see him a couple times in between them because something always comes up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the difference is you've got coverage.
Got coverage,
you know,
yep.
But can imagine being a 20-something-year-old and your first job and you're barely making ends meet as it is. And
after I got out of school, I didn't really go see a doctor till I was 50, probably 30 years.
Well, when I was in California, University of California, the medical care was free. It was part of being a registered student.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and that just, I mean, maybe that's a little too much to have it free completely, but as a, you know, I mean, they take care of you, and it's I think it's worthwhile in the long run.
Something helped, though. Yeah, I've had a little discomfort and stiffness in my right hip and my knee the last couple of days. I ran the other day, and it hurt so bad, I just stopped, and I'm not going to go to the doctor for that.
Yeah.
After, you know, $7,000 worth of, you know, x-rays and stuff, you'll say, well, maybe you're just getting older. I mean, I hate to self-analyze, but you know, anything like that, you know, unless you really got bad knees or something.
Yeah. Ted, do you do your regular physical and all that?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
I'm healthy.
Okay.
There you go. See, that's the confidence.
I guess you know.
He's so much younger than us and so much riskier.
Yeah.
But I should.
Probably.
You're right. I don't, but I should.
Well, it's free. I mean, it's part of your health care coverage. Yeah. Okay. Never mind. I won't make that
one
judgment.
Say this: if you go, doctors sometimes they say, "We got to find something wrong with this guy."
Yeah, exactly. How about that goiter? Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'm afraid of.
That's probably it.
I don't even know what a goiter is.
National Pharmacy Technician Day, coincidentally. These are the people who, you know, we were up at Dillon's the other day getting our flu shots, Shelly and me, and they were handling about, I don't know, 10 or 12 people in there doing prescriptions and everything.
Not mixing anything up.
I hope they don't. Yeah, I hope they don't get anything mixed up. But there you go.
Yeah, you got to respect them and thank them.
They do a good job.
Yeah,
generally speaking. 6:55 now. Steve and Ted, thanks, guys. Coming up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour, with the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Wichita man dead after a crash in North Wichita last night. We've got the story coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.